Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's trending?
Yeah, dang!
Brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly's certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Number one on what's trending, the Chiefs back at practice again today. Yesterday, the practice report came out. A little surprising to see George Karlaftis pop up there. Limited in practice. We'll see where things are at. I don't think anybody should panic yet about his availability. Limited on a Wednesday. We'll see how things go today. Isaiah Pacheco did not practice. That's the one to really watch, I think. If he doesn't practice again today, then it's probably looking like a Kareem Hunt, Rashard Smith, and Clyde?
Yeah, that's the question, I guess, for Friday, if Pacheco's on the injury list. The bad thing about Pacheco, it was DNP, did not practice. Limited practice, like, okay, sure. Maybe there's a chance, limited. We'll see today. See if it's an LP.
Knee sprain.
If it's limited practice today, there is a chance, I would say, but probably not a very good chance. But Karlaftis, hopefully this is just, I mean, he's had the whole bye week to go, so hopefully things will change. They're going to need him to make Bo Nix's life uncomfortable a bit. That will be much needed for the Chiefs. Number two, Thursday night football tonight, man. I know we have church on a little bit later, but and I know you're a gambling man. Stay away from Thursdays and stay away from division games. Although it's supposed to be crappy weather.
I like the
so
under.
Maybe the under
43 and a half.
Yeah, the under is very appealing tonight. But Jets and Patriots, it's going to suck, but you know what? I'll watch it.
I don't have much more to add. You know, that's actually a great way to sum it up. It's going to probably suck, but I'm going to watch the game.
Courtesy of Dusty Bink, he asked me earlier, he said, ask him if you're going to be more locked into this Patriots-Jets game or Troy versus Old Dominion in college football tonight.
Oh, gosh.
I do like to go back and forth. I have enjoyed the MAC.
The Trojans versus the Monarchs tonight,
but
boys.
That's not the MAC, though. We're talking Sun Belt there.
Vinny Pasquantino's Old Dominion bunch, right?
He went to Old Dominion, yeah.
No, I will only be watching Thursday night. I will watch Thursday night football. You know that.
Which one do you watch? Regular or do you watch their new?
It's the normal Amazon
new
Prime.
Enhanced. It's pretty cool.
The Prime Vision, I don't mess
with that.
Prime
Vision. It's actually pretty cool.
The normal Amazon Prime broadcast works for me, big. By the way, the Patriots 12.5-point favorites. Elsewhere on What's Trending, mentioned this news last half hour, but the College Football Playoff Committee is searching for a new committee chair. That is because Mac Rhodes, who is the Baylor Athletic Director, was also the chair of the College Football Playoff Committee. He's done. He's kicked off. He's going to be replaced because he is involved in some allegations at Baylor. It is still unclear, according to some reports, who will fill the chair, although Yahoo Sports is reporting that the Big 12 is recommending that Utah AD Mark Harland will replace him on the committee.
Well, it sounds good. They're running the teams out. Two teams out. It would be Utah in that situation. They have to recuse themselves when you're talking about those teams. Right. Obviously, Kirby Hokut could have been mentioned, but Texas Tech, you know, right there in the playoffs. And I will say this about Mac. Don't forget, that's a former AD at Mizzou.
That's
where he left
true.
The Baylor.
That's
yeah, a little true. Back was at Missouri.
That is true.
Also, what's trending gold, if I can pull this up, because my computer's like, no, but Disney and Google, yeah, Disney and Google remain at an impasse of restoring ESPN. I will say this. I've had this happen, too, with another provider. It does suck. ESPN, ABC, and other networks on YouTube TV. Now, 14 days, the longest blackout Disney has faced with this YouTube situation. The Spectrum deal 2 years ago went about 10 days. So this is already at 14 days.
I remember when that happened. Bink was freaking
pissed.
Out.
I was pissed.
You invited us out to a local bar to watch games with you because you were
nachos,
upset.
Beer, didn't suck. So don't feel bad for me there. But I will say this. $20 gift certificate you get back, but you got to go do the legwork for it. Come on, man. If people aren't just switching after this, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm not switching.
You're not switching.
Not yet. I like YouTube TV, but I already did my rant the other day about the bill credit having to opt in. People thought I was a little off base. They said it's not that much work. My point was,
are you still use ESPN Plus?
Yeah, I have ESPN Plus through another thing.
Okay.
But my whole thing was I shouldn't have to go and opt in. It's the principle of it. It's not that it takes 20 minutes to opt in. It's the fact that they should just automatically give me the credit. I know why they didn't want to do it. But no, I'm not going to leave YouTube TV because I actually think it is the best of those streaming platforms. But this is frustrating. The consumer once again gets screwed over. By the way, Disney is losing $4 million a day, according to estimates.
Yeah, they were ready for football season. They go and do this, but I had another alternative. And I had this problem with the second largest cable company in the country 2 years ago. But they quickly resolved the issue and they made it much, much, much better. But I will say this. These rebates they're asking people to do, that's just money in the bank. Just like when you give gift cards at Christmas, you know, you may spend $100 on them or something. People aren't going to use them all. They may use 90 of it or whatever. But these companies make so much money back because nobody else goes and signs up for it because you got to go do the
legwork.
Oh,
there will be a lot of people that never claim their $20 credit. That's what they're hoping.
Exactly. It feels like you're passionate about this topic, Ben.
Very much so.
Right during football, because this happened right before a game. Right before the Missouri, pregame was on, then boom, the game started, the blackout.
Yeah, these disputes never happen in July.
No.
They never happen in June or July. It's weird how that.
55 of the top 60, 55 of the top 60 viewed games are NFL games. That shows you exactly why this is happening. I will say this, though. With College Game Day, they found a way to do it. Like ESPN app still had it. Free to people, the ESPN website.
Monday Night Football, I just go indoor antenna for ABC, and that's how I do it.
Well, it's easy to do. Yeah, very easy to do.
Because they simulcast.
But ABC, I mean, we can talk about Disney and ESPN and all that. ABC's been the one that have the market on college football. They've been the top rated. They have three of them. They go 11, 2:30, and 6:30. But those have been the best games of the weekend. ABC is like killing it in college football ratings, but obviously part of Disney and ESPN and all that. That's where rabbit ears would come in handy because ABC has been destroying things.
Yeah, earlier today you said Mickey Mouse can kick rocks. You said you were done with all the Disney characters. You said you're not going to watch any Disney movies.
Well, I wasn't a fan of them before.
He said there's no more Disney movies in his household until this is resolved.
Like
you hate Disney, Bank. I forgot about that.
I'm a big fan of Mickey Mouse and all that crap.
Lastly, by the way, on what's trending, Major League Baseball, Cy Young Award winners were announced. Paul Skenes, no surprise, on the NL side. Also, Tarik Skubal goes back-to-back on the AL side, gets the Cy Young as Major League Baseball takes way too long to announce their awards for a season that ended a long time ago.
And they're dragging it out because the MVP, I think, is, what, the 13th or 14th?
That's right. We're going to talk some fantasy football at 12:30 with Paul Charchian, a fantasy football Hall of Famer. He'll give us some thoughts, as he does each and every week, on A.J. Brown and how fantasy managers should handle that. What do you do with tonight's Thursday Night Football matchup? Also, the running back situation in New England with Ramondre Stevenson out. So all that, if you're getting set, we're a couple weeks away from fantasy football playoffs, man. I'm on the fence in all
already.
Four leagues, man. It's not good. We are not locked into a spot for sure in any of them. It is not looking good. We're going to have to win every week here.
The Patriots win the East?
Yes, I do believe that. I do believe that. All right, let's get back into the Chiefs here a little bit. And you mentioned Isaiah Pacheco during What's Trending, and he is not practicing yesterday. We'll see if he practices today, and we'll probably discuss it more tomorrow. Who gets the nod? Is it more Breshad Smith other than Kareem Hunt? Is it Elijah Mitchell activated for the first time all year? Is it just Clyde Edwards-Helaire getting the random two carries? That's something we can get into. However, I think one thing that impacts the run game and therefore also can help set up the passing game, we asked Dane and Hughes about that, is the fact that the Chiefs just do not go under center all that often. And Will Compton put out some numbers, and I don't think this is a coincidence. And let me be clear, I am not saying the Chiefs need to be under center as much as the Seattle Seahawks or the LA Rams. However, there can be a balance. And I think Dana even agreed with this. So the top five teams that go under center in football in 2025. Number one, Seattle, 70% of the time. Now, that's their system. Sam Darnold's the quarterback. Again, that's a very high percentage. I never want that percentage with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. The Rams, 69%. Then there's a drop-off. The Lions, 52%. Bills, 51%. Patriots, 47%. Those are all five Super Bowl contenders. Some of the five best teams in football.
I'm sure the Bills would be that high, to be honest
with you. Four of the five best teams in football, yeah. Bottom five, this is the company the Chiefs are in. Saints, 18% of the time. Bengals, 15% of the time. Chiefs, 11%. Commanders, 7%. Falcons, 6% of the time. They go out of pistol a ton, but still. You got Robinson and Algier. I don't know why they're only going under center 6% of the time. The Falcons aren't very good. The Chiefs are at 11. I just need some balance a little. I don't need them to go from 11 to 51%. I don't even need them to go to 11 to where the Patriots are at 47%. Can we go to 11 to 33% to 35%? I think that is part of hopefully what they looked at during the bye week. Do you go under center more? I think they run more effectively when they do that, especially when it's Kareem Hunt and not Isaiah Pacheco. I think in the goal line situation, we all know what happened in Buffalo. First and goal right there. They go out of shotgun. To the left of Mahomes is Kareem Hunt. You're asking him to go get a yard when he's starting 5 yards in the backfield. Also, it helps set up play action and get guys involved. So this is an area that I would love for them to do more. And they're in bad company in the bottom five there.
No, they are, but it works for them. And I'll say this. The Chiefs are number two in the NFL in points per drive, meaning they score 2.83 points every time that offense is on the field. That's not Pro Football Focus. That's the actual fact of when the Chiefs' offense is out there. And it's been working for them. I mean, seven straight AFC title games, five of the last six Super Bowls. Their method is working. I think it's more comfortable for Mahomes to play, you know, out of the shotgun, to have the angles. But there's a couple things other too, and I agree with you. You would like to see an increase, but you don't want to become predictable. Meaning, you don't want to go under center, and then every time you do, you turn around.
When you argue they are more predictable right now, they're only going under center 11% of the time.
Yeah, and I'm curious that 11% when it's third and one or fourth and one.
Yeah, I don't have that breakdown
because that's got to be in there because they don't do the tush push. They use Kareem Hunt because he's having just about as much success statistically. When he's running the ball. But you don't want to become predictable because when you're a center, you don't want to become a tell where you're all of a sudden all the running all the time. So you definitely you have to trust your line because you mentioned the top five. Those are all very good offensive line, including Denver's might be the best at this point. So you really have to trust your line to give the protection for the quarterback. So there's two things. It's how your line's playing, and clearly if the line starts gelling here through the second half of the season here and you get more consistency on the line, that helps as far as being able to go under center, but you got to trust the running game as well. And we know the running game for the Chiefs is pretty limited at this point.
Yeah, there's an element of a little bit of, you know, surprise, if you will, of running the football and in the play action game as well. And I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit more balance there. I think that's something to look at moving forward. And, you know, Dan Orlovsky is who kind of put these numbers out. And I think his exact verbiage on it was, you know, you look at this, nobody is saying that the Falcons would automatically be a playoff team if they were doing it more than 6%, or the Chiefs would have four more wins if they didn't do it only 11%. However, five playoff teams basically versus five, you know, four non-playoff. The Chiefs right now are not a playoff team. So five playoff teams versus five non-playoff teams. That's pretty telling.
It's pretty telling, but also look at the running game and look at how the line's been playing. And yes, the Chiefs have two of the highest paid linemen at their positions in the NFL, but Mahomes was hit 14 times in Buffalo. That was a concern.
Do you think Josh Simmons also, let's say Josh Simmons is back on Sunday. We don't know. He did practice.
Certainly helps.
He did practice, so I think there's clearly a chance that he plays and starts. I don't know if we'll get that answer until Sunday or Adam Schefter tweets something Saturday afternoon or Saturday at midnight or whatever he does. If Josh Simmons is in there, do you think it's more likely they...
I think it's more likely when you get some continuity to your offensive line. Yeah. Certainly that helps that factor. And then your running backs, their preference. Is it better doing it from the shotgun or we line up, you know, and you were behind the center? But you better start passing out of that a lot too, to give a tell.
I find it hard to believe. Obviously, I've never asked him, but I would find it hard to believe that Kareem Hunt would prefer to get the ball in shotgun, out of shotgun, than, you know, when Mahomes is under center, whether it's single back or whatever, right?
He gets a lot of short yardage stuff from shotgun.
They're only go, as we just said, they only go under center 11% of the time. So yes, but I'm saying maybe I'm way off. I feel like there's no way Kareem Hunt just prefers shotgun over what, you know what I mean?
I don't think this automatically just stop starting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, big difference.
He's not like, he doesn't have the burst at this point in time in his career. You're telling me that it's easier for him to get a yard when he's 5 yards back?
I'm just saying they got to be careful how they do it. They better start passing out of that, because the minute you start going up the center, then all of a sudden you're turning around and handing it off. It's a
well, that's
huge
why you do
tell.
Play action off yeah. of it. You know? Anyway, 15 minutes, we'll talk some fantasy football. Let's get to it. We do this a couple times a week, a little all 32 bank. I want to get to something that I don't know if it's been discussed enough around the league. This week-to-week issue in San Francisco, while Kyle Shanahan continues to do a great job and they're winning games and they're going to be a playoff team, it looks like. Brock Purdy, this Brock Purdy situation is a mess. He gets a mega contract in the offseason. All right, a lot of people question it, but okay. He has been week-to-week all year for the last month, in fact. Week-to-week, Mac Jones. Yesterday, Brock Purdy limited in practice again. He's dealing with turf toe. It's very painful. It can flare up, as he's even said publicly. Like, it's true. One morning, he's fine. The next morning, it hurts like hell. Joe Burrow, of course, had turf toe required surgery. Brock Purdy, they've just been kind of slow playing this thing. Mac Jones done a really nice job. But, like, it's weird to me how little this has been discussed, I feel like, nationally. This is a quarterback that just got paid big-time money. And he basically, every week, is a wild card whether he's going to play. And has he played in more than two games this year?
That made a huge difference who they re-signed, because they had to pay all their – they missed their window when you're paying seventh-round money for Brock Purdy, give him all the money. And all of a sudden, you can't have all the nice things like Debo and other things with that team. And you have to get Chiefs former wide receivers as your wide receiver group.
He's played in two games.
Yeah.
It is November 13th. He's played in two games. In the offseason, he got a five-year, $265 million contract with $182 million guaranteed, and the dude's played two games.
And Mac Jones is not a huge step back, which is an indictment.
Yeah, Mac Jones earned himself some money.
Completely.
You want me to go next? Mile 32 is A.J. Brown. Probably, I don't know if you've heard his comments recently on the Twitch stream with the basically said if you're
he's playing Madden, I guess.
Yeah, he was like, if you got me in fantasy, then cut me.
Here it is. Oop.
You might get 200. Trust. Amen. Whenever y'all play us, I promise you, you might get 200. And I ain't even trolling.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
If you got me in fantasy, then get rid of me. I mean,
that's true.
He probably shouldn't be talking that way. However, I mean, his frustration, I think it's warranted. I think, you know, he's not getting the ball as much as he should be. He's still, like, in his prime, like, all of this stuff. And it goes back to, I think you said last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, Gold, you were like, he obviously has played well in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, but there's times when you watch him play and it's like, I don't understand it. And when you got a talent like Devontae Smith, when you've got a talent like AJ Brown, I think they could be so much even better than what they are. And I know now that, like, Saquon, I think Binky mentioned this, Saquon's not having that good of a season, only like 14th in rushing yards, where he's 8th in carries. Like, it's, they're having a bit of an issue on offense. And I think it's not AJ Brown's fault. Where, look, I know that wide receivers can be divas, but I understand the frustration. I don't think he's necessarily wrong about being frustrated or anything like that.
What's his contract situation? Like, is he an offseason trade candidate? Like, is that going to happen?
Well, his name came up during the deadline, right. But they decided not to trade him.
He has a 3-year, $96 million. Next year, he'll be 29. Cap hit, $23 million. There's an out after that. He's under contract all the way through 2029.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Well,
is he wrong? Do I agree with everything you said? Yes. I mean, he is underutilized, but there's something you need to do. Not play this out in public.
Oh, I think the Eagles should definitely try to try. I think it's better. It's maybe one of those things, not that it's too far gone, but just better that both sides just they try to figure something out.
If he has these issues and you want to go talk to Jalen Hurts, you want to go talk to Nick Sirianni, hey, I need the ball more. I think I can help the team. That's the mindset. I can help the team.
But he's already done that, though. I think he's already kind of done that. Where now it's just too late.
But when you play it out in public, when you play it out when you're playing
Madden, it doesn't look great.
No, because your team won the Super Bowl. Your team is one of the best teams.
He's been honest about
the
NFL.
But they're winning, though. They're not losing. If they were just two wins, different deal.
So I'm not – I guess maybe it sounds like I'm defending him. All I'll say is – he at least has been like, normally you hear like players like, oh, all I care about is winning. That's all I care. And they may not always actually care about that. He has flat out said, the winning's great, but like, I want to have a big day. Like, I want
I'd
the
like
ball.
To be able to play,
I want to be like, he's not shied away from that. Normally,
all that's fair, but it should be handled privately.
He should just be traded in the offseason.
Yeah, I agree.
Not to Buffalo, but somewhere. Bank, what do you got? All 32.
These Ravens, man. Are you buying? I mean, all year people are talking about the odds. I know you like to gamble. Did you buy into the Ravens still coming back and winning the division?
They
just had one win. They were 1-5. You bought it?
They are going to win the division, yes.
And they're healthy now. They're playing much different. They've shored up a lot of things on their defense. And I'll say this about the Ravens. Only four teams in the history of the NFL have been 1-5 and made the playoffs, including the Kansas City Chiefs, who were in that mix of teams to do it. Yeah, it was hard to believe in the Ravens doing this. But, man, I'm telling you, they still got two games against Pittsburgh this year. Pittsburgh's only one game up on them in the division. And Baltimore's mindset will be this division title, and that's it. It's not about the wild card, because the wild card's already bad for them, because they have a head-to-head loss against the Bills. They've already got that head-to-head loss against the Kansas City Chiefs. And we talk about Jacksonville being that thorn in the side. The Chiefs, They have that upper hand on the Chiefs because they beat them head-to-head. That's a problem. Baltimore's in a worse situation with Buffalo and Kansas City, especially if Buffalo or Kansas City doesn't win the division, then all of a sudden they're wild card teams. So they have to win the division going forward. But yes, I do believe when it's all said and done, they will be division champs. I think that's the best team in the division. I do like Pittsburgh, not to do anything great, go to the Super Bowl or anything, but Mike Tomlin's shown consistency in what he does. But this year, I think that run ends because I think Baltimore ends up coming back.
I do think the Ravens end up winning the AFC North. You know, I think earlier in the week we were having the conversation, you know, are Super Bowl contenders, and it started because I said, are the Ravens back to being Super Bowl contenders? I actually think they are. Now, their defense is brutal. That's the struggle. But if you win your division, and whoever wins the AFC North is the 4 seed. We all agree, right? Like, the winner of that division is going to be the 4 seed.
Yeah,
so they're
going to
play a 5 seed, which could be a bunch of different teams. 5 seed could be Buffalo or New England, whoever doesn't win the East. It could be Kansas City, I guess, as well. It could be the Broncos. I mean, there's a ton of scenarios. The only team that I feel confident that it's not going to be going to the AFC North winner as the 5 seed is the Colts. The Colts are going to win the AFC South. Don't you guys agree at this point?
100%.
So other than that, I think I can make a case for about 7 other teams that could go to Baltimore or Pittsburgh wild card weekend 5-4 matchup.
Yeah. Well, call me one of those guys that really wants to see the Colts. I know the record. I know they're going to be in it. Yes, they're steaming towards the number one seed, but I'm proof in the pudding, man. I want to see that Colts-Chiefs game to determine if the Colts are really good or they a byproduct of playing bad teams. Because lately, they played 2 bad teams in a row. They lost one of them. And Daniel Jones has turned the ball over 7 times.
Even more reason why the Chiefs got to have this one on Sunday, though.
So,
you don't want to be 5-5 going to a game hosting the Colts. And then we think this week is must-win, and it is for the division. Next week is must-win for, like, playoffs.
This 2-game stretch is by far the most important for the Chiefs because then all of a sudden you got Dallas. Then you have a mini bye before December where it's Houston at home, Chargers at home, road games against Tennessee, Broncos at home, road trip at Vegas. It is very comfortable for the Kansas City Chiefs. But these 2 games right in front of them, narrative games.
Well, this is one of those things that we'll talk more about next week, I'm sure.
Drew's got a smirk on his face. This means we're about to get Chiefs missing the playoffs and Cincinnati collaboration
no,
here.
No. But how much does... I'm curious for Bink, because I think I've already asked you and Cody this, Gold, but how much does Lou Anarumo scare you a little bit?
A lot. And I think that's one thing when you talk about the Colts.
The DC that Cincinnati fired because their defense wasn't good. And then now he's on the Colts and they have a really good defense and Cincinnati doesn't.
The one guy that has a game plan for nobody else, seemingly. But then all of a sudden against Patrick Mahomes, he makes him look like a regular old dude.
We can talk about Daniel Jones, whether we believe in him or not, how stupid it was for 2 picks, first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. But Jonathan Taylor, stud. Tyler Warren, stud. And then Lou Anarumo that knows how to play the Chiefs with the Colts. That, I think, is the biggest X factor with the Chiefs and Colts.
Yeah, we can talk about it next week.
That's a huge, huge difference.
We can. Why would they ever fire him in Cincinnati? You know?
I know their defense
crazy,
didn't improve.
Well, they had to explore their problems.
But why did the defense get worse, Drew? We said this in preseason. Why did it get worse? It got worse, man.
Probably because they drafted three defensive players in the first 2 rounds, and none of them have been very good.
We told you this if you listen to Character Concerns.
The GM should go yesterday. Should have been gone yesterday. Duke Tobin.
And Trey Hendrickson's not happy, and I don't think he ever will be either.
He also is injured.
I know that.
Duke Tobin. By the way, that Duke Tobin just sounds like a dude, like,
why do they have to cross a real street with the crossing guard to go to practice?
Well, because they're in smack dab downtown Cincinnati, unlike a lot of other places.
But they have a crossing guard. Will they borrow from a school?
I don't know.
That is all 32.
help middle school and go help the bagels?
Up next, let's talk some fantasy football. Paul Charchian's a fantasy football Hall of Famer. He joins us each and every Thursday. We'll find out who to start, a tricky matchup maybe for Mahomes on the fantasy end going up against the Broncos defense, and the random question of the day right here on Code.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Being gold. Cody and Gold here on a Thursday. Alex Gold, Drew Nixon producing the show. Jay Binkley in for Cody today. We will get to the random question of the day here in about 15 minutes or so as well. But it is time to talk a little fantasy football with the Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, Paul Charchian, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Charch, good to have you on the show, my man. People need some help, and by people, I mean me, and I mean a lot of our listeners a couple weeks away from playoffs, and I am not currently in a playoff spot in any of my leagues. We're on the fence. We're right there on the edge. We need some help. Yeah, it's not been a good year so far.
And welcome back. And hi, Jay.
Hello, Charch.
Nice to talk to you again. I see, you know, so Cody is out. Is it, do I understand correctly that it's a hernia?
Hernia surgery. He'll be back Wednesday. Yes.
Soft.
Wow. That is a stirring tribute to Dwayne Bowe by dropping his balls.
Paul Charchian. I like it. I like it. Well done. How about we talk about AJ Brown? Because thinking of issues, you know, we played the audio. Everybody's well aware of it by now. We discussed his contract and maybe he's an offseason trade candidate. Mm-hmm. What about fantasy football wise? What do you do here? Because he was a top pick, I think, even for me in one of my leagues.
We've got a term. When you outright drop a big name frustrating player, we call that the sabotage drop. The sabotage drop is the boldest of fantasy football moves, totally incompatible with the innate cowardice of 95% of fantasy managers. And this would be a sabotage drop. AJ Brown is a huge name. And had you sabotage dropped AJ Brown after week one when he had his 8-yard gain, you'd have been better off for it. And whoever picked up Brown would have been worse for it. And normally, I would say, be bold. Let's drop A.J. Brown. Let's take his advice. But here's the problem. Coming up the next 3 games, it's Lions, Cowboys, Bears. They rank 27th, 30th, and dead last in wide receiver fantasy points allowed. I got a Cowboys game looming. I can't drop A.J. Brown knowing he's a week away from playing the Cowboys. So I right now I'm saying we're not going to follow A.J. Brown's advice. We're going to hold. You might start him against the Lions. Well, let me ask you this. Alex and Jay, do you believe at A.J. Brown's level, squeaky wheels usually get the grease?
Yes, but not this situation because they're still winning. And I think they'll point to the Super Bowl and winning record. Mm-hmm. So usually they get greased. But in this situation, I don't think he is.
7-2. Alex?
No, I think he's actually going to have a big game this weekend. And this is what happens. We start to talk about, you know, dropping a player and all that. I actually think he absolutely is going to have a big game on Sunday. Or on Sunday night.
Nationally televised game. Your offensive coordinator, Eagles offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, it's not the hot seat. The seat's literally on fire and you're sitting in it just roasting. He's got to get the offense right. Yes, they are winning games, but it's obvious this offense is performing at a level that is a fraction of what it was last year. And remember, just 2 years ago, they had Brian Johnson as their offensive coordinator in Philadelphia for 1 year. That didn't work out. He's gone. And that's what Kevin Petullo is looking at if he doesn't get things back on track. And he's only got so many levers to pull. A.J. Brown's one of them. I think against a struggling Lions secondary, I think he is going to have it. I think he's going to have a bounce back game. Lions, and if not, then Cowboys the week after. So I'm not following his advice. Normally, I don't let A.J. Brown really cater to my existence in any way and what he may want. So I'm not going to do it here either. I'm not listening to A.J. Brown.
Speaking of confusion, the Packers are extremely confusing, good or bad. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love struggling, but is he startable against the Giants?
Maybe if they paid him more, he'd be better.
Maybe. I think we all would.
A lot of things have gone wrong for Jordan Love. And I'm going to give you this sort of a fantasy spin that I think outlines part of the problem with Jordan Love. And you can tell me if you think it's just too fantasy-centric. We love touchdowns. Going back 20 Jordan Love games to, you know, which is, I think, October of last year, 20 games, he's thrown 23 touchdowns. To put it, that's, you know, he's 1.1 touchdowns per game. That is Trevor Lawrence. That is Mac Jones. You know, Jordan Love's the second highest paid quarterback in the league. I mean, at some point, you know, this is not about just rounding out my fantasy box score. You're an NFL team. You need touchdowns, and you've got to be passing for some of them. You know, as great as the running game for Green Bay can be, your quarterback can't be throwing a touchdown a game. That is not success in the NFL. And yes, there are excuses to be made for Jordan Love, but I'm kind of tired of it. I mean, last year it was injuries at wide receiver. It was his groin injury. This year it's injuries at wide receiver. Now he's got an injury at tight end. He's got now a center. Elton Jenkins just got knocked out. I mean, there are excuses there, but great quarterbacks, especially ones making $55 million a year, have to be able to overcome some of that. And we are getting just bad play from Jordan Love right now. And with this Giants game coming up this week, the way you beat the Giants is you just run on them all day. So I don't even think the volume is going to be there for Love. I think the Packers are just going to try to get Love on an efficient, low-volume game, rebuild some confidence, and let Josh Jacobs run them to victory.
We're talking to Paul Charchian here on 96.5 The Fan. As you know, huge game on Sunday afternoon, Chiefs-Broncos. This is one we've been discussing from a divisional perspective. Is clearly a must-win for Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes has been very, very good here this year. Fantasy football-wise, also been great. Yep. This is a very good Broncos defense, though. Yeah. Is he still... I guess it depends on who your backup is, right? But is he still a guy you have to start?
Not quite. He's my quarterback 8, so maybe not. And, you know, the downside is significant. So, first tell me this. How big is this game? Is this a must-win game?
Yes.
Because I think the 9-year run as AFC West champs is over if you lose.
Absolutely.
You say yes. Yep. A must-win game. And in as much as a week 11 game can be, right, this is absolutely critical. No Patrick Surtain for the Broncos. But even in these last two games without Patrick Surtain, they haven't given up a passing touchdown. So they haven't missed him that much. But the real story is their pass rush is just so good. This team has 14 more sacks than the next closest team. The Broncos are on a historic pace for quarterback pressures. Their quarterback pressure rate is 43%, which is just staggering. And so far this year, Mahomes and your Chiefs are 1-3 when the opposing pressure rate is 25% or more. Again, they're coming in at 43%. So this is a tricky one. Sean Payton and Vance Joseph have crafted well against Mahomes. The three games that he's played over the last 2 years, he's only thrown two touchdowns in those games. So really, really tricky spot in what figures to be a low-scoring game. Let me ask you this. Is Isaiah Pacheco going to be able to return for this one?
Doesn't feel like it. Didn't practice yesterday. We'll find out here in a short while. Actually, I should check here to see if he's practicing today. Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it right now, unfortunately. So we'd love to have that. We'd love to have that back. And that is one of the ways you can. They're also a really good run defense, by the way. But if you're going to attack the Broncos one way, it is on the ground. And to a lesser degree with your tight ends, you can get a little bit of something done. So, you know, maybe we're going to see a little more Travis Kelce than we have the past few weeks.
Charge teams that are bad against tight ends as far as fantasy football is concerned. Jags, Dolphins, Colts, but nobody as bad as the Cincinnati Bengals. Historically bad against tight ends. Is that a must start against the Bengals?
Cincinnati on pace to be the worst tight end defense in the history of the league.
That's awesome.
Alex and Jay, do you know the number for the perfect passer rating? Do you know the perfect passer rating number? And no shame if you don't.
158.3, isn't it?
That's right, 158.3. Here's the passer rating on balls thrown to tight ends against Cincinnati. 153. The Bengals are dead last with 12 tight end touchdowns allowed this year. Now, I know for a lot of your listeners, that it's hard to know if that's a lot or a little. This would be the most tight end. They're on pace for the most tight end touchdowns allowed. They've given up 12 tight end touchdowns, as I mentioned, in 9 games. Most seasons, no team gives up 12 tight end touchdowns all year. And they've already given up 12 this season in 9 games. And where it gets really interesting is this week, and it's also annoying. They're playing the Steelers. So you're like, okay, Steelers tight ends. But the annoying part is they got 3 different tight ends. So you can't know for sure. Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, and the elephantine Darnell Washington. Somebody's going to get paid here. It's hard to know who because they divvy up those tight end usage almost one-third, one-third, one-third. So it's a tricky spot, but all three of those guys potentially sitting on very good games.
All right, Thursday Night Football Charge, Jets, Patriots, going to be maybe a little nasty weather-wise. Drake May, though, is the real deal. He's a co-favorite to win MVP right now. Certainly been very good fantasy football-wise. He's just a must start every week now?
Every week, no matter what, and certainly against the Jets, no Quinnen Williams, no Sauce Gardner. This is a great opportunity for him. I'm going to give you two stats that highlight his great season. He's number 2 in completion percentage, which is awesome, but you can do that throwing dink and dunk underneath stuff like Tua is always great in completion percentage, but May is throwing the second longest pass in the NFL and he's second best in completion percentage, multiple touchdowns in 8 of the last 9 games. And he's doing it with an offensive line that is not good. May's absorbed the second most sacks, you know, and maybe because he got used to it. Cause when he was at North Carolina, he had a horrible offensive line that was getting him killed. And he just got accustomed to finding ways out of that situation. So no Sauce Gardner, no Quinnen Williams. You know, he should have time in the pocket. He should have advantageous matchups downfield. Drake May is my number 1 ranked quarterback for this week.
Ramondre Stevenson ruled out. Patriots rookie running back Trevion Henderson, great backfield he came out of, gets another start against a bad, bad New York run defense, obviously completely opposite of the Patriots' best.
Exactly. It is a bad run defense. And did you guys see the trade? You know, Trevion Henderson had 2 breakaway runs last week. Did you guys see what he did on the second breakaway run?
I did not. No.
So it's going to be like a 60-yard run. He's going down the sideline, and he's got so much space between him and the next closest defender. At about the 20-yard line, he turns and looks at his coaching staff to see if they want him to score or go
score
down.
Out, yep.
And so he veers to the middle of the field to buy a little bit more time. He gets the score nod, and then he runs into the touchdown. Unbelievable, Trevion Henderson. Insanely fast, on both of those breakaway runs, he hit 21 miles per hour. At the Jets defense, already bad. They traded away Quinnen Williams. They've allowed a touchdown and or 100 yards to opposing runners in 7 of 9 games. This is a great spot for Travion Henderson.
Last one for you, sticking with the running backs. Breece Hall, obviously the trade rumors at the deadline, including here in Kansas City, ends up staying put. He's going up against a pretty darn good rush defense, though, tonight.
Jay alluded to this. It is awesome. This is the story nobody's telling about the Patriots. They've got Drake May, and that's awesome. They're the number one run defense in the NFL. No back has topped 53 yards.
It's by like 10 yards a game, isn't it? I mean, that's how good they've been.
Yes. No runner has scored since week 3. They're giving up 3.2 yards per carry to opposing runners. Wow. That's insane. And the Patriots rank number 2 in yards before contact of Breece Hall. I mean, Jets are, they're 12.5 point underdogs. This thing could go against, not only that are you facing the best run defense in the NFL, but the Jets could be behind by 2 scores early in this game, and Breece Hall could just be a non-factor here.
Last one, just from a texter, a couple people asked about Zay Flowers. Rashad White or Flowers in flex, full point PPR?
Flowers has a brutal matchup. I don't love this one for the Ravens. And, you know, he always suffers from very inconsistent volume. That's the other part that's always problematic, unfortunately, is, you know, he's got to make do with 6-ish targets a game, and he hasn't scored since the opener. So, yeah, we're just going to low scoring game. They're playing the Browns in Cleveland. Cleveland's giving up 13 points per game in home games. So, yeah, we're going to avoid the Zay Flowers if you've got other good options out there.
Good stuff. Good stuff as always from Charge. Appreciate it. There you go. Paul Charchian, the Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, the only Hall of Famer speaking on these airwaves today. That's for sure. Right? Have I missed anybody?
Nope.
I don't know who the Drive has coming on their show today. Otherwise, I think it's the only Hall of Famer that will be.
But that run defense, the pads, is insane. By over 10 yards a game, that's how good they are between them and the Texans.
Coming up in 15 minutes, Josh Klingler, who will be on the sidelines in Denver. He will be joining us at 1 o'clock, normally on a Wednesday. We got him on a Thursday today. I want to get his perspective on the Chiefs heading into Denver. But in the meantime, it is time for
Random Question.
Random Question of the Day, brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit KCUrology.com today for you. Bink, Drew, the text line, 913-586-7965. I'll handle this one today. It's pretty simple. Are you in or are you out on this? This being Chick-fil-A is testing a chicken and waffle sandwich. And I must say, there is no way this is not going to be amazing.
In.
There's no way this thing's not going to be fire. They're testing it in Baltimore and San Antonio starting December 1st. It'll be available in original or spicy. I'll turn around the laptop. You can see the photo.
Wow.
You're telling me that they're going to screw this up? No chance.
In. Forget test markets.
I know.
Just do it.
I know they got to test it, but like, can we make it quick, please? Like, come on, San Antonio. Come on. Let's figure this thing out pretty quickly, Baltimore. This looks amazing. It looks like it's a waffle, chicken, a couple of strips of bacon on the chicken. Oh, man. The breakfast sandwich.
Are you ready for me to say something totally un-American?
You can get the breakfast sandwich or just get the normal sandwich, but it's waffle. You don't like waffles, do you?
No, I love waffles, but chicken and waffles is overrated.
True. True. True.
Look, if I go to a breakfast spot, am I saying I'm ordering that every single time? Absolutely not. No. I sometimes just go with the classic. Give me some pancakes, some eggs, some bacon, and I'm happy. Mm. But a chicken and waffle sandwich and chicken and waffles at a fast food place, at Chick-fil-A, who we all know when it comes to fast food, they don't screw this thing up. It's going to be amazing.
Chicken and waffles. I remember Royal Spring Training is like back in 2012, something like that. I don't know if this place is still there, but it's right outside of Phoenix there. And we went there. I went there with Vern. And went, I think it was Roscoe's or something. Mm-hmm. And we had chicken and waffles for the first time. And once that one first time, I mean, it's been 13 more years since then of having chicken and waffles. And obviously, Chick-fil-A having it. What a great combination. And Drew is 100% wrong at this take.
Text line split, though. Someone says smash. Someone else all over it. Someone else said plenty of places to do chicken and waffles. Don't need to go to Chick-fil-A. Sure. But by that logic, the same thing. Plenty of other places to get a hamburger. We still occasionally go to McDonald's.
Chicken sandwich.
The point is, it's something quick. Correct. Like, right, yes, right. Nobody is saying Yeah, I get you, Texter. I understand. Someone else says, did Gold have an opinion about the Arby's steak bites? No, I had no opinion other than they look disgusting.
They look awesome.
Have you had them?
No, but I want to.
Has anybody had them? Drew?
They look great.
Drew, you seem like the most likely person on this show to have had them. I don't know why.
I did never have had those.
But
and
no,
I don't think I will.
Someone was saying, did I say there's no way the steak bites are bad? No, quite the opposite. They look disgusting.
I think they look good.
Yeah.
Like burn-in type things. You know?
Someone said Chick-fil-A is the blandest chicken on the planet. I think I just disagree.
But they always have those long, long lines. People obviously are liking it.
Someone says, I stand with Drew. Someone says, chicken waffles is trash. Someone else says, Drew, how dare you talk about the Lord's chicken and waffles like that? Someone says, Chick-fil-A, blandest chicken on the planet.
Their chicken is incredible, but I just think chicken and waffles are just overrated being together. Like, I love waffles. Like, if I have breakfast, like, waffles is absolutely on the menu for me. I just don't think they need to be paired together.
It's one of those great combinations.
That's what I think. I think it's smart. I don't know what took so long.
I mean, no better combination, obviously, than peanut butter and chocolate, like Reese's, something like that. But great combinations, it's in that list. It's in the top 10.
Someone says they would try it if it was Popeye's doing it. They think Chick-fil-A is overrated. Popeye's is very good as well.
Popeye's is great.
But for breakfast, I'll go breakfast options at Chick-fil-A over Popeye's breakfast options. That's all.
This person said they wouldn't even feed the steak bites to their dog.
Look, full disclosure, I have not had them, but I'm sorry. They can't be that good.
No.
They can't.
I agree.
But I tried.
There's certain places.
You ruined your opinion about steak.
And I love their curly fries. The curly fries are great. I've had a roast beef sandwich there before. It's been a while.
We'll get some curly fries
but
and some steak bites.
Steak bites?
I try it.
They look like they are overcooked burn-ins, and they're not burn-ins, as we know.
That's what people say about the McRib, but then you try it, and you're like, oh.
Also, we're in Kansas City. What are you eating the McRib for?
Because it's there.
That's a terrible reason to have
it. It's fast.
We live in Kansas City.
I know.
I refuse to have the McRib. I live in Kansas City.
I have a question because this has come up.
I actually like Skyline Chili too, Drew.
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was you that was here when we talked about this. Have you had the fish fillet sandwich at McDonald's?
Decades ago, probably.
Okay. I just
that's Drew's sandwich.
Yeah. They make a combination, don't they? They call it surf and turf. If you ask for it at McDonald's, like a secret menu, it's the Big Mac or quarter pounder or something and the filet of fish, and you combine them both. It's like a secret menu item for that.
My whole point is that about the McRib is as gross as the filet fish sandwich.
I don't know if that's true.
Come on,
I don't know if that's true, but
McRib.
True, we don't live by the coast to get just fish all the time, you know?
Oh, we've already gone over this. You can get great seafood in Kansas City.
Go to McDonald's and get it.
And get sick.
Yeah.
You don't get sick, Drew.
Someone says the steak bites, novelty. Is why they had them. Tastes like beef jerky, almost as dry. Yeah, it looks like it'd be very dry. It looks like it'd be very dry. But if you're just tuning in, the random question of the day today was whether or not you would be in or out on Chick-fil-A, who is testing a chicken and waffle sandwich in Baltimore and San Antonio, and it's probably coming to Kansas City soon.
Perfect. Excitement.
How much longer are the lines going to be at Chick-fil-A because of this? Like, is it going to
Chick-fil-A?
I know the lines
Chick-fil-A
are already.
Chick-fil-A is as efficient as any fast food chain in America. The line might look long, but
it's not like it's a deal breaker. It's not like it's a game changer.
They've
got
this thing figured out.
It's so busy. This one by me has two lines, right? And they have a human out there actually taking the order just to make it faster. That's how efficient it is.
Yeah, the line looks terrible, but it moves quick. Absolutely. While we're on the line conversation, I won't mention the particular chain, but the last four times I've gone to this national fast food place, okay, I've ordered something off the menu. I think a pretty standard item. Okay. And it's only at this one location of this national chain. I get to the window. They hand me my soft drink and they say, can you go please park in front of number four number two? And I sit there for 5 or 10 minutes. It's only one spot. The other ones could figure it out. The other ones could figure it out quickly. This other one, I got to go park in a separate spot. Otherwise, I would just want to walk in. If that's the case, what are we doing?
Have you talked to the regional manager or something?
I have not, Bink. I have not done that.
Let them know your displeasure. You'll get a survey, I'm sure. Fill out the survey.
I'm just saying it happens at the same location. There's plenty of locations of this chain.
You need to talk to management about your displeasure.
Yeah.
You should.
I'm just ordering a now you know what it is. But I'm ordering a value meal, okay?
If I have a bad experience,
I tell you. You're saying go to spot four.
I know.
But yes.
Someone says it's because the quarter patterns are made to order. The other location could figure it out, is what I'm saying. The other location could figure it out.
Jeez.
There you go. That's the random question of the day.
All right.
Next line is split on the chicken.
Oh, and a big thanks to Dusty for the Christmas tree cake he gave us earlier.
Oh, they were doing their food segment. They were doing their Smash or Pass, Pass food segment. And yeah, he gave you, what was it again?
It was like a Christmas tree cake nutty butter or something like that.
Okay.
But they made Christmas tree cakes there now, so that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Dusty shared that, and that was a high quality item that we got. You guard those things.
Someone says the other location's gold must not be making them fresh. Oh, interesting. You think that one's doing it the right way?
Talk to management.
Okay. Look, I'm still going back, I guess. So they haven't lost me.
You ever talk to management, Drew?
About fast food?
If you had a bad experience, you talk to management.
At fast food? Absolutely not. I will go on the app. I will go on the app and I will hop in the chat and complain. And then I'll get a free sandwich.
Hold on. You've got this whole thing figured out. You're telling me you hop on the fast food app for whatever fat, and I know which one you're talking about. You hop on their app. You go in there. You click on like help.
Wrong order. Something like that,
and you type in a message that says, "Here's what went wrong," and you actually complain through a chat system for the McDonald's or wherever, and then you're getting free food back.
Well, yeah, I'm not doing it every time, but if the order is incorrect,
management.
If the order is incorrect or if something was messed up, then yeah, I might as well.
Huh. By the way, for the person saying gold order ahead on the app, have them bring them out to you. That's the thing. I go on the app when I'm 5 minutes away. I go around, I tell them the code, and then they still have me park in spot four.
Spot four.
All right, up next, let's talk some football again. Josh Klingler will be on the sideline. He's going to join us, and we kind of just did it there on a smaller scale, but a snitch line Thursday. It's been a month since we've done one. You've got something that you've witnessed, something that's happened to you, something you've done in this city. That's your time to snitch. We're doing that next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.